USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Spurred by ultra-low mortgage rates, house buyers rushed last month to snap up a limited supply of existing homes, causing the pace of purchases to jump by a record high of 24.7%. The surge in sales reported by the National Association of Realtors marked the second straight month of accelerating home purchases. The back-to-back increases have helped stabilize the home buying market, which all but froze earlier this spring when the viral pandemic erupted across the United States. The use of National Guard reconnaissance planes in four U.S. cities to monitor the widespread protest earlier this year did not violate rules against the military collecting intelligence on Americans, according to a Pentagon report. The investigation by the Air Force Inspector General found the planes were used to gather information about crowd size, flows, and fires, but they did not monitor individuals. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A former California police officer dubbed the Golden State Killer told victims that he was truly sorry before he was sentenced to multiple life prison sentences for a decade-long string of rapes and murders that terrorized the state. Joseph James DeAngelo, now 74 years of age, pled guilty in June to 13 murders and 13 rape-related charges under a plea deal that avoided a possible death sentence. The punishment imposed by Sacramento County Superior Court Judge Michael Bowman means DeAngelo will die in prison for those crimes committed between 1975 and 1986. DeAngelo also publicly admitted dozens more sexual assaults for which the statute of limitations had expired. A dredging vessel at a Texas port hit a natural gas pipeline, sparking an explosion that sent at least six people to the hospital and left four others missing. Initial reports indicated 18 workers were in the area. Of the six injured, five were airlifted to San Antonio hospitals for severe burns. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's fully confident in reopening schools, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is expressing full confidence in New York City schools reopening. Cuomo was on NBC's Today Show and was asked if he had school-age children, would he send them to classrooms in New York City?
Well, they're still working out what the plan would be. I would have a lot of questions. Parents do have a lot of questions. This is a risky proposition, no matter how you do it.
Cuomo continues saying districts need to have a good plan.
We've seen schools open. We've seen colleges open and get into trouble in 1 week. So there's a lot of questions to answer before. But that's the dialogue we're having now.
Actress Lori Loughlin will serve 2 months in prison, and her husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannulli, will serve 5 months after the couple pled guilty to conspiracy charges in the college admissions scandal. A federal judge accepted plea deals from the couple in a video sentencing hearing. Loughlin will also pay $150,000 in fines, serve 100 hours of community service, and be under supervised release for 2 years. Giannulli will pay a fine of $250,000, serve 250 hours of community service, and serve 2 years of supervised release. The couple was accused of paying $500,000 to secure their two daughters' admissions to the University of Southern California by masquerading them as potential athletic recruits. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.